Fifth parak of Kalayim, Mishnah Dalet, continuing the halachos of Kalaya Kerem, Kalayim with grapevines. Gefen shehi netua begas o baneka. A grapevine which is planted in a wine press or some other type of indentation in the land. Noisum avagosav zereisum oisum. If this area, this indentation, is large enough, that if, let's say, the grapevine is planted in the center and there's a few amas of diameter in this area, so as long as you separate six tefachim from the gefen, it is permitted and you're allowed to plant the rest of it with a grain or some vegetable. What's the chiddush? We learned before that it's enough to separate six tefachim. Here, since it's all in this indentation, there will be room to say that we look at it as one area which is all connected, and therefore doesn't help to separate. The Mishnah says, no, even so, one can separate six tefachim and plant the grain next to, or six tefachim away from the grapevine. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, im ein shem arba amas bal yovi zer l'sham. He says, since it is in this indentation, this hole in the ground, and it looks like it's one place, therefore it has to be four amas wide, and then you can separate six tefachim and plant the grains and the like. But if it's less than four amas, it looks too close. It looks like it's one place, and therefore, even if you separate more than six tefachim away from the grapevine, it will be also to plant grains over there. Habay shel kerem zayim b'toicho. If there is a house inside the vineyard, and there are vines around the house, even so, you're allowed to plant in the house. We don't say that since it's surrounded by grapevines all around, it's also to plant in the house. Since the house does have mechitzas, as we learned before, the mechitza separates between